Thank you so much for listening. I'm Comic Tom, and this is the Bags and Boards podcast. The comic community is quite large, and I appreciate you giving us your time and welcome you to our community. We are a group of collectors, enthusiasts, fans, entrepreneurs, and content creators who all love comic books. I hope you find our content unique and different. This podcast is sponsored by Mill Geek Comics, a brick and mortar out here in Washington State, as well as Geek Street Comics. If you're in need of a local comic shop, Mill Geek Comics is happy to supply any of your monthly comic book needs and ships across country and worldwide. We also have a comic book subscription service, the Mystery Mail Call, where I, Comic Tom, have the pleasure of sending out collectible comics monthly to you. You can sign up for that at geekstreet101.com. You can watch these podcasts on YouTube at Comic Tom. Additionally, you can follow me on all my social media platforms at ComicTom101. Without further ado, here's the podcast. Lucky 34-year-old construction worker named David Gonzalez found the most valuable comic book known to exist in Action Comics number 1, the first appearance of Superman, and then proceeded to damage it during a fight over its value with his aunt. Now, he still sold it for over $175,000, making it worth well more than the house that he initially purchased, where this comic book grail laid hidden for over 70 years. I'm your host, Comic Tom. Let's talk bags and boards. Although this is speculative, there's no documentation on the history of this particular issue of Action Comics number 1. But I imagine back in the late 40s in Minnesota, a young boy, given the market demographic, likely between the ages of 9 and 15 years old, was dealing with a challenging problem. Where do I hide my comics? You see, during this era, comic book publishers were dealing with a detrimental PR problem. The religious sector and local governments were creating this narrative that the new danger to children were comic books. The man, the legend, Dr. Frederick Wortham, probably one of the single most influential people in comic book history, basically made the industry come crumbling down in a matter of months. A psychologist who treated troubled youth in Harlem, he began voicing this invalid concern that comic books were corrupting the youth. He spread this false notion that the youth who were reading comic books at this time were at a higher likelihood to commit crime. The response? Encouraging them not to only throw the comic books away in the trash, but to have community bonfire gatherings where the neighbors can all get together, have some cheeseburgers, have some hot dogs, and yeah, don't forget your kids' Tales from the Crypt. Yeah, we're using that as our kindling. It's insane. I mean, you can still see pictures of this. I'm going to throw some pictures of it on the screen. It's a horror to be seen, but it's also partially the reason why so many of these comic books have maintained value because of the scarcity. Now back to this young boy. What's a kid to do? Treat it like a porno magazine, you know, hide it under his bed, in a drawer or something. That would be the first place his parents would look. So he decides to pick his favorites. I mean, he has to give his parents something. They're saying, hey, we need to go start this fire. Give me your comic books. Judy wants to get to cooking. He pulls out the couple that are his favorites, rolls them up, and then slides them in a crack in the floor, maybe kind of in the wall. And then years go by. Decades go by. In fact, 70 years go by. David Gonzalez purchased this home in 2013 on foreclosure, you know, with the goal to do a full remodel and flip it for profit. While replacing the sheetrock, gutting the walls, he discovers a treasure worth more than the house itself. An Action Comics number 1, one of about 100 known to still exist. He knew it was worth money, too. I mean, upon research, he got really excited about it. So excited that he went to his aunt, his family member, to tell her what he found. He was super pumped. Unfortunately, conversations about money when money's tight isn't always a good thing. Now, we don't know what exactly transpired in this fight, but what we do know is the result, which was Gonzalez's aunt grabbing the Action Comics number 1 from his hand tearing the cover and throwing it across the room. An argument that likely costed them $75,000. That one tear, 75 grand out the window. How's that for an expensive fight? About money. Don't feel too bad for Mr. Gonzalez, though. He took this comic book to auction after getting it graded, and it fetched a staggering $175,000. What a find. What are the odds? But wait, there's more. After this auction, Gonzalez went back to this house to continue the work. Keep in mind, this was a fixer-upper. And aside from his new six figures he had in his wallet, he went back there with the mindset that there could be more to find. And he did. Just days after the auction, he got lucky again. He finds a Superman number 4 hidden in the walls of a completely different part of the house. Now, this wasn't as big of a win as that Action Comics number 1. It still sold for over $5,000, though, making this the luckiest fixer-upper to be purchased on foreclosure. In this community of collectors, Action Comics number 1 is like that grail that we're just happy that we know it exists, that they're out there. Not really something we'll ever, probably ever see in person, let alone own ourselves. But it's one to kind of admire from afar. Surprisingly enough, though, there are a handful of stories about this very comic book. Stories of theft, stories of that involve celebrities. More stories that I will share with you guys in future videos. Thank you so much for watching. I appreciate your time today. And please, geek responsibly. Nuff said.
If you could find any one comic book grail in the walls of your home, what would you pick other than an Action Comics number 1? Put your answers in the comment section below. Hope to see you in future videos. And remember, you can always follow me at ComicTom101 on all my social media.